Kieran, what's your short reaction on that one? I'm sure you're happy to get the one. What's the thoughts now that it's settled in a wee bit?
Delighted with the one. Took a 5-point win. I took any one this morning, Mal, you know. So delighted with the result. Probably the fact that we were further ahead, coming down with time nearly up, a wee bit disappointed in terms of we didn't maybe see it out with a few more scores on the board, you know. We had more leeway moving into the last game. But no, I would have took that coming into it. I think it was a good response from Celtic Park last week. I think the lads, after the journey they've been on, to bounce back like that today in that heat, with a Donegal team that were desperate to get a result themselves, and with their record in McCool Park, I'm really, really proud of them.
Did you, as a group, feel you had something to prove here today on the back of two draws, or was it your own performance, or what was your sort of thoughts after Monaghan when you had a time to think about it?
Not really, to be honest with you. I don't think we have anything to prove in terms of the teams that we've played. It's probably the manner in which we maybe some aspects of our performance we would have been disappointed with. So yeah, and I think some of those aspects that we were disappointed with, we did brush up on them today. But there's other things now that have come to light, and I suppose that's part of the journey and the process in which you have to work on in the training field and through your video work and whatnot. But all in all, my overall reaction will be one of contentment, you know.
2-0 up, and then it ended up a sort of a 2-2, then point for point.
Yeah.
What was your thoughts at half time? It could have been 8-4 and ended up 3, and it just, what did you think then?
Yeah, and that could end up as 2, and we got a point then to bring it out to 3 at half time. So psychologically, look, any bit of a breeze that was in it, we had it in the second half. So to be 3 points up away after last week, I would have definitely have took that, and we had a feeling that well, the condition of our players and their athleticism would have opened up in the second half, and so it was, and we created quite a number of goal chances, took some of them, but should have took more. So I suppose it'd be worse if you weren't creating those. We did, but we just have to be a bit more clinical in front of the post with that final pass and the execution of the final shot, you know.
When Lachlan scored the goal, it looked like he would pull away.
Yeah.
Oisín Gallen was in sizzling form, and it ended up a 3-point game again.
Yeah,
he was hard to manage up there.
Yeah, he was. He was very, very good today. He's a live wire, and he's very, very accurate. And they played through him. They sensed that. So look at he'll be a handful for anybody moving forward. And I suppose they got minutes into Steve McMenamin there, and they got minutes into Patrick McBerty. So you know, Donegal have players coming back into form, and physically looking at them there compared to where they were, their conditioning has improved as well, and I would imagine it will improve over the next 2 weeks. So they'll take a bit of beating, so they're very much in the mix in this group now as well, you know.
A lot spoke about Shane McGuigan and his exploits in the scoring side of things. He scored 1 point from play, but you scored heavily. Is that something that you're conscious of?
Yeah.
Is it something you think is sort of...
I think that's a good reflection on the rest of the players. You know, Shane's an unbelievable player. I think when he scored a point today, look at his role defensively. Look how unbelievable he was in that regard. And different days, it's different people, and you have to sense that when that's the case. We got quite a bit of thrust from our defence today. It's about spreading the load. I just think we have a very talented group of players. If you could have everybody firing on the same day, I think we would take quite a bit of beating, you know.
Finally, Kieran, there's no silverware handed out for topping the group, but how important is it in terms of getting that extra week or not, or what's the thoughts about topping the group?
Look, we would probably prefer to top the group based on the journey that we have been on and the amount of tough games that we've played. The leeway of an extra game would do it. But in terms of what your draw would look like, and you see the results there today, we're aware of other games there in the Mayos and the Louds, and you saw Dublin yesterday, you saw Kerry yesterday, you know... It's very much in the hands of the gods. We're not really worried about that. We're worried about fulfilling our potential and finding form at the right time. And then whatever the draw is, teams will knock each other out, and it'll be, you know, we just have to worry about getting our own performance right. I think if our performance is right, we have a good chance of putting it up to anyone.
Just when you talk about the group stages, a lot has been spoke about it, and a lot of people said we'll judge it when it's over. But it has taken on a completely new life.
It has.
In every corner.
I think all the groups have, and people are very opinionated about the groups and all the rest. I think they're great. I also think that the fact that it's the first three teams have something to play for, I think that means there's going to be very little dead rubbers in the last game. And I think it's a great idea. So we're happy with the setup. The lads love playing football. Like as I say, we don't know training this week. We couldn't train. It was just a matter of passing up and recovering and trying to be fresh for today. So the lads are playing their football every week, and they're getting their opportunity to maximise their fitness and through the game. So I think it's a brilliant system, you know.